You're listening to The Pulse on University Radio Nottingham.
Joined, as I always am, by Hannah and Rachel.
Hello.
Hi.
But I have been abandoned, and it's been such a shame. But I think I've found a sufficient replacement. I have found the host of Tomorrow's Pulse, the Friday Pulse, Connor.
It's good to know that I'm sufficient.
You are more than a replacement for Ali Glenn. I'm just going to put that out there. So, firstly, we're going to start with our, I believe, a local story as it relates to Nottinghamshire. And I'm going to go to Hannah as she talks about the deselection of a Labour candidate.
Yes, so this was an article by the Nottingham Post. A leading union is demanding that the decision to exclude a Nottinghamshire council from being Labour's candidate in Broxtowe next year is revisited. Greg Marshall, who represents Beeston West on Broxtowe Borough Council, has been Labour's candidate in the area for the last two general elections. At the election in 2019, Councillor Marshall lost to the Conservative candidate Darren Henry, whilst in 2017 he lost to Anna Selbury. But at the latter election, he did increase Labour's vote share by nearly 10%. So as the general election approaches, political parties are going through the process at the moment of deciding who their candidates will be. The decision is entirely down to the parties concerned and their members. Whilst Greg Marshall's campaign to be the candidate had received endorsement from prominent Nottinghamshire Labour figures, such as MPs Nadia Whitcomb and Alex Norris, Councillor Marshall claims that he was blocked from making it onto the long list of candidates at a select committee meeting on February 27th. He's very disappointed in this decision, and he does say he was not informed directly. He had to find out from party members. So, yeah, that's the story.
Yes, they don't explicitly say in the article itself, but there is some sort of suggestion that perhaps the deselection is because he may be on the left of the party, which is a very interesting part of the discussion that's going on with Labour candidate selection at the moment. As we know, you know, there's an approaching general election, possibly within the next 18 months, is that's quite likely. And the idea that that perhaps you could... I've seen this on Twitter, you know, the most reputable place to get your news and opinions. And they said perhaps that some are suggesting on the left that this is a purge of those who have the views of the former leader, Jeremy Corbyn, of the Labour Party. So open question to the panel. Do we think that Starmer is making the right move here in his deselection? Because as was mentioned in the article, this has led to the resignation of the members of the select committee for this area, and we are seeing a retaliation against perhaps some may perceive as Starmer's attempted purge of the left of the party.
I think he's treading a very fine line, because it's one thing to block Jeremy Corbyn from standing again, because obviously, you know, he presided over a party riddled in anti-Semitism and didn't accept a report into it. So it's one thing to do that. I don't necessarily disagree with that, but I think he's on precarious ground now, because, you know, his speech where he sort of said, you know, if you don't like the way my Labour Party is, there's the door, you can leave, or words to that effect. And I feel like he is in a really dangerous position of ostracising the left of the party. And examples such as this do show that. I don't, you know, there isn't that much detail within the article as to why, you know, the main reasons behind it, or what this, if there's anything this man has done to justify that. So, you know, I'm not giving a completely informed response, but I think he is in a very, and I think it would be a shame considering how far he's brought the Labour Party and turned it around, increased their popularity, if the reason, you know, that they drop in the polls by the next general election is because simply he is sort of blocking out those who have views that are somewhat similar to Jeremy Corbyn, because there are a lot of them. I mean, Angela Rayner, for example, she's on the soft left of the party. She's the deputy. You know, if this continues, who knows? I'm just speculating, but she may, you know, start to be unhappy about this because she is a lot more of a left wing than Keir Starmer is.
Well, I think it displays Starmer's confidence, definitely, that he reaches this far, that his views even go into the selection of the Labour candidates. Rachel, if you had an MP that, or if you had a candidate that had been around for the past two general elections, and you had voted, say you were a Labour member and you voted for this candidate that's been deselected at the 2017 and 2019 general election, would this make you vote for a different party? Or do you feel that the party's more important? Or do you feel like this deselection of a candidate would actually impact your decision at the voting ballot?
I mean, I feel like it would be a little bit of like a kick up the bum, to be fair. So like, if you're just voting for the same person that they're deselected, you have to look at why they've been deselected, looking at what's actually happening within the party, and then make decisions from there. Like, I think especially in elections, especially in the last few years as well, I feel like a lot of people have just kind of been, or like, I don't know if loads of people have been, but like, I feel like especially nowadays, because there's so much political action going on, a lot of people are doing a little bit more research, and like, I feel like, I don't know, I'm not sure if I'm making much sense or not.
Well, but like, I love, Rachel, that you're on my pulse, because I can ask you the perspective of a quote-unquote normal person who, not like me and Hannah, who sit here interested in politics. I can ask you what somebody, so genuinely, who's your MP, do you know?
Luke Hall, I'm pretty sure.
Labour or Conservative?
Conservative, which I know, but so like, I don't know, I just feel like, especially in my area, everyone's just like, oh yeah, Luke Hall is just like, he's just the MP, he's always been the MP, I don't really know what he's doing, no one really knows what he does, apart from we know that he just abstains from everything, apparently. I don't even know, that's just word of mouth.
He
himself
has a big impact then.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, like, it's just always been Luke Hall, and so if he was just like, if he just went up and said, oh yeah, no, sorry, I'm not standing anymore, I feel like it would cause a lot of people to like scramble around and be like, oh, I've got to do some research now.
Well, yeah, it definitely brings attention, deselections quite like a momentous thing to do, especially for someone not voluntarily. And it said in the article that he didn't even find out through what he considered appropriate means. And does this speak of hubris? Do you think, Connor, do you think that Simon's getting a bit too big for his boots?
I mean, it's a difficult thing. I'm looking at sort of the elections from the past couple of elections in Broxtowe. The previous MP that was the Labour candidate, who won 4 or 5 elections ago, had 2 where he didn't get elected and then was removed. This is obviously a similar pattern where Greg Marshall has had 2 elections where he's failed to have been elected. And has now been swapped out. You know, this, you know, it is 2 elections, and with the margin of the votes decreasing by about 7%, I believe, between...
Well, I believe that Greg Marshall actually increased his share of the vote by 10% in 2019. So that's why they're perhaps... I understand what you're saying there, and that's... If you just looked, I suppose, that without the statistics, you just looked at the general pattern, perhaps they... In this constituency, they have a habit of saying, oh, we'll give them 2 elections and then we'll try and find somebody else. But what's interesting here is, you know, increasing your share of the vote by 10% and then getting deselected. That doesn't seem to really corroborate with that sort of pattern of behaviour. That's perhaps why there's some suggestion that it's his, perhaps where he places himself in the party that's led to his deselection.
I mean, that I was about to say, you know, if what you're possibly putting forward is the case where Keir Starmer is trying to sort of move away from people who lean more left in the party, and he's trying to, you know, sort of reinvent Labour at the moment, trying to bring back its image from sort of the issues that were existent under Jeremy Corbyn, such as the issues with anti-Semitism, you know, that he's trying to sort of move past those sort of things. I think, you know, he's certainly playing a game where I think it's probably weighing up, you know, if I run someone who's a bit more, you know, a bit less left, a bit less strongly left, am I more likely to gain votes from the people who are perhaps more centre than I am to lose the votes to people who are more left? And I think Labour is in quite a unique position because, you know, in comparison to sort of right-wing parties, I think, you know, there's fewer options for people who are quite left-wing. That obviously there are smaller, but in the same sense that, like, you know, that we saw quite a few, you know, a couple of general elections ago, quite a few UKIP seats. We still see a handful of Lib Dem seats. You know, there are more alternatives for people who lean more right than there are for the left. And I think it might be a bit of Keir Starmer trying to play the numbers a bit.
But specifically in the Nottinghamshire area, I know this is a very heavy Labour area, you know, it's very strong for the party in that respect. So I find it quite interesting that maybe it's the idea that possibly anybody could be put as a Labour candidate and they would get in, and that's maybe why the National Party feels comfortable with making such a decision of deselection, because they know whoever they'll put in will get elected, where in certain other parts of the country it's more, they have to be more selective about their candidates based on the demographics. But since this is such a Labour stronghold in Nottinghamshire, maybe they think we can put on someone for more the right of the Labour Party and they'll get elected anyway. Hannah, you were saying?
Yeah, I was just going to say, just going back slightly to the sort of the wider National Party, I do find it a bit ironic that obviously when Keir Starmer ran for the Labour leadership, he ran on a lot more left-wing policies than he's now advocating. You know, so a lot of the people who voted for him may have been voted for his promises, such as, you know, free tuition fees, increase. I mean, he is saying he'll increase nationalisation, but he has scaled back a lot of what he said he was going to do in that respect. So I feel like a lot of the people who originally voted for him might have voted for his more left-wing policies, and those very same people may now feel that they are not being represented. So I think there's sort of a horrible sense of irony there, really.
I often find, if you look at the history of the Labour Party, there's much more that battle between the right and the left, and they're constantly battling, and I don't think we've seen such a prolific battle for several decades. Since this feels a lot like the 80s. I don't know if anyone else would make that comparison about the relationship between the right and the left of the party right now, and the idea that there possibly might even be a split is up in the air as well. So it's definitely something to consider. Now, you know, I don't know whether some may suggest this, not me, this is just an opinion. Again, I'm just going to blame it on Twitter. This is what I heard on Twitter, that some may consider Labour's relationship with Jeremy Corbyn borderline abusive, you know. And you know who else is very good at singing about relationships, who's made, perhaps unintentionally, maybe this media's put this on her, but made her career off talking about her relationships? It's Taylor Swift. Potentially, maybe this media's put this on her, but made her career off talking about her relationships. It's Taylor Swift.